Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, Tech Finder. That's Finder with a Y.
Well, the latest election survey dominates the papers again this morning, along with crime. The Irish Times headlines today, big two parties neck and neck as Sinn Féin surges. The Independent goes with scramble for grey vote with pension age vow there as well. 10 o'clock last night, we got the Irish Times, the Ipsos MRBI survey that was published. The poll was taken on Thursday, Friday and Saturday of last week in the days after the election campaign began. Survey was carried out face to face among 1,200 adults at 120 locations in every constituency, and the accuracy level is estimated at plus or minus 2.8%. 19 days to go before the election takes place. Fianna Fáil has taken the lead over its main rival for the first time in 3 years. Sinn Féin also performs very strongly in this survey. The Green Party set to make gains. Independent smaller parties are on course to lose several dull seats. According to the survey, excluding undecided voters and those unlikely to even cast a ballot, about 25% of respondents said they'd vote for Fianna Fáil. No change, 23% for Fine Gael, down 6. 21% for Sinn Féin, 5% for Labour, 8% for the Greens, 18% for the Independents and small parties. And the comparison is with the most recent Irish Times Ipsos MRBI poll last October. Among the independents and small parties, the breakdown shows a number of groups all within the margin of error of each other. Solidarity, People Before Profit are at 2%. The Social Democrats are at 2%. Independents for Change are at 1%. The Independent Alliance are at less than 1%. Non-party independents are on 10%. And other groups and parties are on 3%. We will have further analysis of this particular poll this morning here on the programme in around 10 minutes time. There's also lots of analysis, opinion, editorial commentary as well inside the Irish Times and all of the papers. That story, reaction to that poll is going to dominate this morning. The Irish Times angle on it. This is the policy issue really that was dominating since Sunday, of course, the pension age. The Irish Independent saying this morning that the planned increase in the state pension age to 67 will be deferred pending review if Fianna Fáil takes power. That's according to Micheál Martin. And it came as Fine Gael pledged to bring in this transition payment so older people don't have to sign on the dole until they qualify for the pension. The two main parties have made bids to try and hold on to what the paper describes as the grey vote and strengthen their appeal to pensioners after being outflanked by Sinn Féin and Labour on the issue. Age Action Ireland last night claimed older people are being used as pawns in the election. More on that story, pages 4 or 5 on the front page of the Irish Independent today. The other story across all of the papers, the tabloids and the broadsheets this morning, is crime and the Gardaí. There's a couple of different bits in the paper. We'll go to the Irish Examiner first this morning. Their lead story, Gardaí, no links between violent attacks. Owen English in the Examiner writing this morning that Gardaí have moved to ease concerns after a spate of violent attacks in Cork City in which one man was doused in petrol and set alight. Another suffered a fractured skull in a hammer and baseball attack, and another was beaten by a gang armed with hurleys. According to the Examiner, Chief Superintendent Barry McPollin said that while he said it was worrying, he said Gardaí are satisfied there are no connections between and no gangland involvement in the attacks, all of which have occurred on the north side of the city since Friday. And also detectives still investigating a fatal stabbing on the south side of the city last week as well. More details of that interview with Chief Superintendent Barry McPollin and editorial analysis on the inside of the Irish Examiner this morning. From Cork to Drogheda though, the other story in the front page of the Irish Independent this morning, Drogheda Garda was tailed home by gang is the headline there. This is a story by Ken Foy this morning that all Gardaí working in Drogheda Garda station have been formally warned to be extra vigilant of their safety after a car containing a number of people followed an officer's car as he drove home. And this happened just days before Keane Mulready Woods was murdered on Sunday night of last week. And there's more in that story inside the Irish Independent too today. Just a quick look at some of the tabloids this morning. The Daily Mail leading with last night's election poll. The Herald goes with a court story this morning. The Mirror leading today with Dad fights for life. This is relating to that attack at a man's home in Cork in the early hours of Monday morning. The Sun leading today with the investigation, an update into the death of Keen Mulready Woods, the 17-year-old teenager in Drogheda. And the Irish Star's front page story this morning, they're leading with ERU, We Can't Cope. Gardaí exclusive, a story by Paul Healy this morning, writing that elite Gardaí, armed Gardaí, have been warned that they don't have the numbers to properly police Ireland's deadly gangland feuds. This is members of the Garda Emergency Response Unit, according to the Star today, have sent an unprecedented letter to their boss warning lives are being put at risk due to a lack of resources. A shocking letter shows crisis in elite Garda unit, 21 unfilled posts in fight against feud mobs, and cuts putting lives at risk from gun or terror incidents. That's the claim on the front page of the Star. And more details, extensive details of that story by Paul Healy inside the paper too this morning. The story that caught my eye today, inside the Irish Examiner as well, 30% of claims relate to hit and run incidents. This is the Motor Insurers Bureau of Ireland say that hit and run drivers account for about 30% of the total number of claims handled by the Bureau. And this is the MIBI, which is funded by a levy motorists pay on their insurance premiums. It amounted to more than 760 incidents. And while the cost to insurance companies is between 15 to 25 million, it adds an estimated premiums, estimated 10 euro onto insurance premiums paid by motorists. But for yet another year, uninsured drivers made up about 70% of claims on the MIBI register in 2019, and this amounted to about 1,700 claims, which is just one less than in 2018. And because of them, motorists pay an additional premium of between 35 euro and 40 euro. There's more on that story inside the Irish Examiner this morning. To some of the other stories you'll be talking about as well today, the weather, more extreme storms set to hit Ireland. This is a study by the Atlantic Heat Conveyor, and they found that the impact of climate change and ocean currents, which help to propel warmer water towards Ireland, could lead to plunging temperatures of a greater likelihood or extreme storms into the future. And the results show that in warm water, when it's been moved northwards in the upper ocean and towards Ireland and Britain, predominantly by the Gulf Stream system, new research involving a senior oceanographer at NUI Maynooth indicates that climate change may lessen this effect, with the possibility of Ireland bearing the brunt of changing weather patterns. More on that story, page 3 of the Irish Examiner this morning. To some of the other stories you'll be talking about today, we were only talking about vaping on News Talk Breakfast yesterday morning, but a different story inside the Irish Independent today, page 12 of the paper. Their headline this morning, vaping mums, babies weigh same as non-smokers. Eilish O'Regan writing today that pregnant women in a Dublin maternity hospital who used e-cigarettes delivered babies who had the same birth weight as non-smokers. This is according to a new study at the Coombe Hospital. It found it was significantly greater than the birth weight of tobacco smokers, and it looked at 240 women attending the hospital who had a history of only using e-cigarettes. They tended to be of a higher socioeconomic status than smokers, the findings showed. And infants born to e-cigarette users had a mean birth weight of about 3.4 grams, which was similar to non-smokers. So there's more on that analysis of that survey on the inside of the Irish Independent today. A few of the other interesting stories from across the papers and online this morning. In the Herald this morning, clean up after dogs. South Dublin dog walkers, this is some of the walking hotspots, have had talking lampposts installed to encourage people to clean up after their pets. And according to the paper, Dunleary Rathdown County Council installed the technology in several different areas last week. Also on her.ie this morning, Ireland's favourite local attractions have been revealed. Bray and Greystone's Walk in County Wicklow has been named Ireland's favourite local attraction. This is the Independent Reader Travel Awards 2020, followed by the Howth Cliff Walk in Dublin, Waterford Greenway, Phoenix Park Dublin, Lochkey Forest Park in Roscommon, and also Ballycotton Cliff Walk in County Cork. Lots of different reasons as to why people voted for them, but if you feel maybe there's anywhere else that should be included on the list, do let us know this morning. You can get us on Twitter, BreakfastNT. Also a story that caught my eye, the generation of Irish workers on the brink of physical and mental burnout. It's in the Mirror this morning. This is a survey found that more than half of Irish professionals believe that they're on the brink of burnout. This is workers, kind of work-weary professionals, could be on their way to physical and mental exhaustion. Recent studies show a link between burnout and developing a potentially deadly irregular heart rhythm. And this is research published in the European Journal of Cardiology, said that irregular heartbeat can lead to blood clots, stroke and even heart failure. And this new Irish survey has found that more than a half of Irish professionals, 52%, believe that they're blaming work for their problems. 71% said so. Also, it's International Hugging Day. Yes, International Hugging Day. Interesting story, though, in the British Telegraph this morning about this. It's the largest study into touch. We'll find out whether millennials want less physical contact than previous generations. This is Goldsmiths. University of London has teamed up with the BBC to conduct a global survey asking a range of questions about how important touch is to people, how much they need it and how comfortable they are with physical contact. And researchers will then study the answers to see whether people of varying nationalities, ages, disabilities, sexualities and genders feel differently. Those are the stories making the headlines this
Breakfast
Tuesday morning.
Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, TechFinder. That's Finder with a Y.